Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs who wannabes that are to contribute by sharing the knowledge that you have so that we're helping each other. I'm here with my trusted co-host, Mr. Dukes. Mr. Heisman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
You're doing great, Mr. Gene. How are you doing this evening? Glad to be back in the studio after the two-day layoff.
Yeah, the hurricane has come through, and we've made a few changes at the station, so yep. It's been a week or two.
Been off a couple of weeks.
But we're back.
Get back in the cell.
And we also have our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm welcoming you all back as well.
All right.
Good, doing well. How about yourselves?
Oh, we're doing pretty good.
Doing
just dealing with life as it stands. I would think that there's an awful lot of jobs out there because of the hurricane running through our area.
Oh, tons down there.
Yeah.
So, truck and trailer have truck trailer, we'll travel.
That's right. A lot of entrepreneur jobs waiting out there, too.
Yeah. Anyway, so just take the thought of being creative.
That's right.
But for those of you not familiar with the show, we got a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay.
All right.
As you noticed in the announcement, we're now live on Facebook and YouTube, and you're more than welcome to go out and check us out. But more than that, you're more than welcome to put some questions or comments in the chat. We'd appreciate that. Plus, spread the word. This is something that we're starting to do. We haven't done it in the past, but now we're going to open it up so that we open it up to outsiders. So if you have questions and comments, we'd appreciate them. It doesn't mean we can answer all the questions, but you have two of us here that can make stabs at it, but in many cases we could ask you the questions and you can call in and give us the answer and help out all the others out there. So that's what it is that we are doing, and this is what we're going to do. So Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
So how have you been since?
I've been doing great, other than trying to get used to a few things.
Trying to get used to a few things.
Yep.
Okay.
Readjustment, I should say.
But for those of you entrepreneurs out there, our show tonight is going to be dedicated to the ups and downs that you've had as an entrepreneur. In the past, we've had entrepreneurs on the show. People call in and talk about the good side of being an entrepreneur. Tonight we're going to talk about the ups and downs. There's no such thing as bad. It's going through experiences that you didn't expect to go through. But anyway, I'd welcome any entrepreneurs out there that have gone through some experiences that they didn't expect, because you're more than welcome to share that with our audience for all those wannabes out there that are going to go through things that they didn't expect. And so I want you to encourage them to just step out there and try it out on their own, because mistakes and ups and downs are going to come. And again, the number should be right in front of you at 727-441-3000, and feel free to give us a call whenever you like. Now, tonight we have a special guest, I believe.
We are awaiting his call.
Right.
We've left a message.
All right. So,
you know, he's a busy entrepreneur, so.
Yes, and so people, I'm just going to say we're waiting for a call in, but in the meantime, we as entrepreneurs have had some ups and downs in our area. And so I'm just going to, we have Mr. Dukes here, because Mr. Dukes is an entrepreneur just like I am, but Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Is an entrepreneur, and one of the questions I'm just going to ask Mr. Dukes, as a guide for the rest of you out there, I'm going to ask you to think about how would you tell somebody who you are in like 30 seconds or so. And so that's the question. If you can tell us who you are. Now, I'm not giving out any parameters on purpose, because I like to hear whatever answer you give to find out whether it's the answer I was thinking of or not the answer that I was thinking of. And so we didn't rehearse this. So, Mr. Dukes, who are you?
I'm Mr. Dukes.
Okay, you got 28 seconds left.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. Gene. I'm Mr. Dukes. I'm here seeking a position in your company, and I am a skilled technician. Has something I can offer to your company.
Is that who you are?
That's who I am.
Okay, Mr. Dukes is looking for a job. Which we didn't mention that, but that's who he is. Our trusty engineer is looking and grinning and smiling over there. Mr. Bobby, if someone asked you who are you, what would you tell them?
Do I have to use the formula from last week?
Oh, no.
Oh, so I can just say I'm a freelance stage manager, production manager, who is also happens to be a production engineer on an AM/FM radio station.
Excellent. That's who he is. Now, we got the second question that's going to come up, because there's no right or wrong here, because one of the things we want is all of you to be authentic. Which means whatever you say, it's okay for you because you're saying it. And as far as we're concerned, there may be some things that we can help you out on in terms of asking the question again. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. This is Gene Hodge here at Mr. Dukes. Yeah. Getting started with entrepreneurs, and we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
When the going gets tough gets going for all of you entrepreneurs. We are going to have some tough days. I hope you do have some tough days, because that's the only way you're going to figure out a way to get around the tough days. I've had some tough days, and so
amen.
I'm just going through a list of questions here, and my trusty co-hosts and my producers are welcome to participate in the questions. But when it comes to a business, when someone asks you who you are, tell them who you are as a business, other than your name. Tell them your name, but you represent your company, and your company has a business. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. I got question number two. Really, it's a question I was going to ask anyone or everyone, but somebody may ask you the same question.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, this one may take 30 seconds to 45 seconds. I'm going to suggest you take at least 30 seconds. But here's the question. What is your background? That's the question. What would you say if somebody said, what's your background?
My background?
Yeah, I'm going to look at you first. Yep. If someone said, what is your background, is it possible for you to say it in 30 seconds, 45 seconds?
Yes, my background entailed that I am an experienced automotive repairman, and I belong to an automotive shop named Friendly Auto Repair, and I've been doing this for quite a few years. And my background has covered quite a few different automobiles. From the
okay, how many years have you been doing it?
About 25 years.
Okay, I would suggest that the more years you have, the more you need to tell them, because if you don't tell them how long, then they don't know how long. One of the things that they can do is to see you and look at you.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of imagine, what have you been doing since you only told them 25 years, and you look like you're 50,
mm-hmm.
or 30, or 40, or 25. So since people are maybe looking at you, tell them how long you've been doing something. Tell them how long you've been working. I've been working over 40 years.
I've been working for 70 years.
So it's important to know, since we are looking at you.
Yeah.
Then what's important for us to know is, how long have you been doing something which is growing more experience? Okay, so imagine telling somebody who you are, what your company is, and now you're telling them about you. How long have you been doing something? It could be 6 months, but tell them you've been doing this 6 months. Okay, so what's your background? Well, I may have worked for company A, B, and C for 12 years, and I've been involved with my own entrepreneur business for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, because people will ask you those types of questions. So the answer depends on how you answer the question, knowing they're looking at you. So, in some cases, they may ask some detailed questions once you tell them what your background is. Now, I'm going to suggest that your background are the functions that you've been doing. Okay? It's not whether you've got a 2-year degree or 4-year degree and stuff like that. It has nothing to do with your performance.
Mm-hmm.
So as an entrepreneur, you starting a company, you're wanting to start the company, your background is what do you know how to do? What have you done? So to answer that question is to talk about the things you have done for the other people. Now, if you can do it in 45 seconds, fine. If you can do it in 45 seconds and stop, because they may want to ask another question. So that's something I like to have you just think about. Anyway, so I'm not sure if Mr. Bobby has a comment, but Bobby, if you do, you're more than welcome to chime in if you like, because I'm...
Well, I think what you're getting at is, you know, by telling that experience, you're also telling, if you're talking about your past experiences, you're also going to stumble upon what you enjoy doing, which... Well, that is part of the other show, but also it helps you perfect your entrepreneur endeavors and helps you plan a path.
Okay, but it's your background in terms of what have you done, who have you done it for, because that's what's going to give you the credibility. And so entrepreneurs could get started at any age. But it's important to tell people what your background is because you want to grow into a future you haven't been in yet. And so by telling people where you are and where you've come from, we can assess where are you going. And in many cases, we can help you get where you're going because entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. So it's important to keep that in mind when somebody says, what's your background? Anyway, so now you've given them company A, B, and you've told them your background. If this question comes up, why did you start your business? What would you tell them? What's your why?
My why is because I thought I could offer a better product, a better service than was already out there.
Okay, what is your business?
My business, again, is automotive repair.
Okay, so you started your business because you could do what?
Better. I could offer better service than what I have been receiving myself. And I think I could give people an honest repair, work on the automobile.
Okay, great. Yeah, you want to tell why you started the business. You want to give the other person at least a vision that you have a purpose for starting your business. You have something that you want to accomplish, or you have something that you want to do that you believe is just as good or better than your competition.
Right.
And so it's important that you say why you started your business. Now, we're going to go to the next one, but any of you out there, you're more than welcome to ask the same question or a similar question. And I see someone has said hi out there already. Hopefully there's going to be more. Okay, but here's question number four. It has to do with why you started your business, but here's question number four for you. What problem are you solving for your customer? Okay, somebody asked you that question. What problem are you solving? Because problem solving is a big deal because everybody has problems and we're really looking for solutions. We're really looking for somebody to help us solve our problem or solve it for us. So, if you had a why you started the business, What problem are you solving, Mr. Dukes?
I'm solving a problem that a lot of people are having, that they not feel that they're getting honest repair work for the money that they are spending. And I like to be able to show them and give them that satisfaction that when they come to me on my shop, they're going to get full service at a full price.
What kind of service are they going to get?
This is automotive repair service.
Okay.
And there's a lot of complaints about the repair work.
Okay, so you have something for the customer.
Yes.
that says I can do it better, or I'm going to do it better than the...
And I'm going to give you a better satisfaction job.
Okay, better satisfactory job. Okay. All right. So that's a good answer, but I'd like to have you just think about what the problem that it is that you're solving. Now, I believe we have a caller on the line.
Mr. Larry LaBelle on the line, yes.
We got a couple of minutes. Put him through.
Here he is.
Hello, Mr. Larry.
Hey, Gene. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Terrific. Thanks.
All righty. Did you hear the question I asked, or?
No, I came in after it was asked. I was hearing the answer.
Okay. I asked this question, then I'm going to come back to you after you answer the question. But I asked this question, what problem are you solving for your customer or for your client?
Yep.
Good. What are you doing?
Well, for me,
as far as for you,
My client is a job seeker, and what I'm doing for them is giving them a great resume and teaching them all the other strategies to be able to win a job.
Great. Okay, so now we have someone on the line that no one knows at this point in time, the person who's called in. And so anyone can ask you at any time, what problem are you solving for your audience? Which means you need to say who your audience is and the problem that you're solving from them. But that's what people do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you that aren't aware, we have a person by the name of Larry on the phone. He's called here before, and he is my special guest. Mr. Larry, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing terrific. How's about you?
I'm doing fine. If you can tell us in 45 seconds or so, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Yeah, my name is Larry LaBelle. I run a business called Win a Job Fast, and I help people produce resumes to get them interviews and teach them how to interview properly so they get an offer and a lot of other things too.
Oh, great. You mean to say that there's a way to interview?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to answer questions?
Sure.
Okay. So we have an expert on the line. His name is Larry LaBelle. And so Larry's going to join us in our questions. But we're going to take a short break so that we come back. And we're going to hear from someone who's in the field, along with Mr. Dukes, so we can hear the answers from two different entrepreneurs. But we'll be right back. Listen to myself, Mr. Dukes, and Larry LaBelle, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Stop you. As an entrepreneur, you got one goal, which is to get started and keep going. And we have three entrepreneurs sitting right here in the studio. I'm counting myself as one, but I'm going to step out of the picture. We have Mr. Hansman Dukes here. He's an entrepreneur. Our trusty co-host and engineer, Mr. Bobby, he's an entrepreneur. And on the phone, we have our special guest, Mr. Larry LaBelle. And Larry, are you still there?
Still here.
He's there somewhere. Okay. We had asked people to introduce themselves. And Larry, I know you came on just a few minutes late, but one of the questions I think our audience would love to hear from you was, why did you start your business? What prompted you to do that?
Yeah, I used to be director of training in software companies, and I was hoping that these companies that were startups was going to have, we'd get stock and then it was almost worthless, but if they made it big and when the stock got triggered on the exchange, we'd make a lot of money. Ten times in a row, I tried getting different companies to pan out. They finally said, what else can I do? And all of a sudden they went, geez, you learn a lot about job search. Why don't you go for that? And that's what started it.
Great. Mm. Great. See? Very interesting to know why you start a business.
That's very fresh though.
Now, I started my business because I was in the training field as well. I was responsible for training others to make sure they got the proper training to do what the employer wanted them to do. And I decided that something was missing out there between what we were getting and what people said that we wanted. Anyway, so I decided that I would start, because I had a different kind of background, different kind of experience. I just started to start my training company to train people on the differences so they could use their uniqueness in order to do what it is that they do. So myself and Larry are in the same business. There's Z and others out there trying to do exactly the same thing. However, you two guys are in something different. So, Mr. Dukes, you're in the
automotive repair business.
Okay, so who's your audience or your client?
The audience is those that surrounded me, those that are around, those that know me, and know my business.
Okay. Now, Mr. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Who's your audience?
Mine is directors, event planners, event promoters, marketing people.
Great.
Producers, okay. And generally anyone out there looking to put on some sort of live event.
Exactly. Okay, well, thank you.
Other businesses.
Thank you very much. Mr. Lowry, you're still there, right?
Yep.
And who's your audience or client?
It's primarily job seekers.
Mm-hmm.
And those could be, you know, professionals in the workforce. It could be professors and students at a university. So there's a lot of people who fall into that inner category of a job seeker.
Right. Okay. I'm asking the questions because each of you, or each of us, we have a variety of audiences, and it's important to know who are we serving, who's going to pay us, who has a need. And there are many, many people that we could serve. However, we can't serve everybody, so it comes down to an audience by which you target. And those people are the people who you serve that will most likely pay you for some service that you're offering. Anyway, so I'm going around. I just got a bunch of questions, but what I wanted to do was hear the other entrepreneurs to give their answers, because I would think they would all be different. However, there could be some similarities. I'm sure they are. But I'm going to go to question number 5, which is the real reason for the show. What obstacles have you experienced in your business so far? What obstacle stands out in your mind in terms of something that happened somewhere along the line that actually sort of helped your business, but it was an obstacle? There's something that got in the way because it didn't go the way that you thought it was supposed to go. Anyway, so does anybody want to volunteer? our producer, sure. Mr. Bobby, tell us about the obstacle.
My location.
What about your location?
I thought I was going to have to be in the core of a big city to be able to even have a fighting chance at starting this, you know, getting, finding events, mm-hmm. finding people who want to do shows and things like that. And turns out being in a more rural area has helped me because
excellent.
I have, I don't have to deal with certain rent, and I don't have to deal with, and I have the ability to work on equipment, accumulate equipment, mm-hmm. buy equipment, sell equipment,
great.
And transport it, and store things
great.
Without having being pressed for storage, and also without, you know, bothering mm-hmm. neighbors, because they're a ways away.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm asking the questions because every entrepreneur is different, and I believe every entrepreneur has obstacles that pop up every now and then.
Can I finish that?
Yes.
Because you're trying to figure out, well, how did this actually help you? Well, okay. I've learned that by setting myself up to travel more, that I can still mm-hmm. receive big city gigs and things like that without having to be mm-hmm. in the center of it and pay that money to be there.
Great experience. Great sharing. Mr. Larry, are you still there?
The major obstacle I faced was trying to grow the business, and for me that meant having to train other people to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out in the process that it took almost impossible to do because everything I've learned is over 23 years. It's very hard for them to pick that up quickly, even if I'm trying to coach them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Okay, great, great. I don't want you all to think it's nice and rosy.
Well,
my obstacle was stepping into a world where people didn't look like me, number one. I have a speech sort of a up and down, which I hope all of you notice, because somebody's been choosing me to keep talking to everybody. And the obstacle was I had to get over me holding me up and just start doing it. So that was one of the obstacles that I believe anyone can take on the obstacle and see if you can challenge it and get over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we heard from you, Mr. Dukes.
Well, at the time, I like Bobby, my biggest obstacle was location.
Mm-hmm.
And because I knew there were so many other competitors in the area where I was, I had to figure out a way to find a location to be among them and see without being accepted among them. I probably did something no other repair shop ever done. I went out to all the repair shops in the area where I was going to be, where I wanted to be participating in, and let them know that I was coming aboard and I wanted to come aboard and I wanted to be competitive and I want to work with them, and that's what they worked with me. And I got accepted, and that was work that I did that they didn't do. And they would send it to me. We would switch off with different works that one didn't do to the other. And that really helped me tremendously in my business.
Started with networking.
Yeah.
Yes. Without
okay,
even knowing it.
Right, so lots of different experiences. I'm just going to suggest that you take on the obstacles because it's your business. It's your thought. It's your dream. Anyway, so take it on. Anyway, so.
And you don't always know networking when you see it right away.
Right.
Sometimes you start asking people things just because you're impulsive. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the entrepreneur spirit that's driving you to do this. And next thing you know, you've built a network.
Right.
Oh, this guy ought to be on this side of the aisle over here.
And if I may add,
I like this.
I was kind of like what Gene said, but it's a different thing. He said, I was stepping into a world that I didn't know how I was going to be accepted. Because in the world I was going into, don't offend nobody, but it was a white world. And I was a black man trying to get in. And I got in. I had a lot of help. It didn't look, there was no skin tone color at all. because I wanted to do something that a lot of other wasn't doing, and I wanted to be a community, not so much a community, but be able to let people know there were some honest, hardworking person in the community.
Great comment. Great variety of comments, because imagine a female trying to get into an all-male arena, or vice versa.
And it happened.
Because that's what entrepreneurs do. They go where maybe some entrepreneurs have never been before. Because they got their idea, their thought about how to make it something better. I think I got time for the next question, though. Give me two of your greatest accomplishments so far. And Larry, I'd like to start with you if you're still around.
I am. What was the question again, Gene?
Give me two of your greatest accomplishments, just two, so far.
One of them was working for a large software company as director of training. And training was being done by the documentation team, but producing documentation for the product was ahead of us. So every time we came out with a new release, we'd lose 3 or 4 months worth of revenue. So I went to the VP, basically promoted, you know, what I thought could work. He was a little concerned, so I said, well, let's make it a trial. Mm-hmm. If I don't achieve what I said I can do, well, I'll just go back to what I was doing.
Great.
He did that, and I had a 6-month trial. Within 3, he made it permanent.
Great. Great experience. Great story. Was that one or that both of them?
Say that again?
Was that one or both of them? Both.
You mean one or both?
Both the consonants.
That was with the VP of training for our division that I approached with the idea.
Okay, I asked if you had two, but I'll settle for one.
Yeah, okay. one of them early on in doing this, I started a job search program called the Job Search Acceleration Group Workshop. And that was probably back in 2005 or 6. And it took off like a rocket because there wasn't much around it.
Great. Great. Okay, two accomplishments. Who wants to volunteer to go next? Because I have to appoint somebody.
Oh, one of my greatest accomplishments in my automotive repair business was that I was able to, as a lot of people say, cross the line. I was able to work within the community and get support from within the community.
Okay.
And that was one of my greatest accomplishments, one of them. The second was finding outstanding technician. I was able to do that.
So that happens along the way as well.
Right.
Great. Mr. Bobby.
Yes, I would say with one of, you know, two of them, one of the two would be landing a concert at the, or, you know, being a production supervisor on a concert at the end of the month.
Wow.
Up a couple counties north, and also just building a network of entertainment people in a area of entertainment professionals in an area where I thought none of that existed.
Great.
That would be number two, I'd say.
Great, great, great.
And all doing this within a year of filing the paperwork, shall I say.
Great, great, great. All right, I'd like to have you just think about all those. I'm just going to give you one of mine because we have a commercial coming up. But one of my greatest accomplishments was having an opportunity to go to a couple of other countries like China and Thailand and talk about the type of training that we're offering related to computer technologies in that part of the world because someone chose me. But if any of you others out there, if you'd love to call in and share an accomplishment with us, oh, you're more than welcome. The number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. Thank you. But either way, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after we're from our sponsor. Money, money, money.
Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
You reach the high ground. We're all going to have ups and downs, and tonight's show is about some of the ups and downs that you've had as entrepreneurs. I got entrepreneurs Larry LaBelle on the phone, and Mr. Heinzman Dukes here, and Mr. Bobby, our engineer, and all of those, including myself, we're all entrepreneurs, and we all have ups and downs, so we don't want to let you think everything is rosy. And I've asked some questions that regarding to some of your challenges and some of the things that you're very proud of, some of your experience, obstacles, things like that. And I got one more question that I want to ask before our time runs out, but I'm also going to ask any of you if you got any events coming up that you'd like for our audience to know or anything like that. I'm going to give you a minute or so to put something out there so that we know how to contact you if you want that information out there. However, I talked about having obstacles that we have experienced, however, since we've had obstacles, I'd like to know the last question is, how did you recover from that obstacle? What did you do differently in order to get past the obstacle? Okay, so I'm going to ask that question, and I won't have to answer any volunteers, but Mr. Bobby will take the youngest guy first.
All right. I changed my outlook is really what it is. I started thinking more positively. I stopped saying, well, I can't do it here. I can't do it here. I can't do it here. Nothing's going to come of anything here. And I started making friends in the area. I visited theaters in the area, went to a lot of this happened when all this stuff started coming back. Going to concerts, going to expos, things like that. Other small weekend gigs and things like that that started to amount to things. Now I know this person knows this person. Oh, they know them. They knew each other. Mm-hmm. And then finally a network started to build. And then also talking to your cities, your chambers, your chambers of commerce, your municipality themselves. They referred me to people who they're like, well, we don't know what to do with them, so you try.
great. That's what happens with entrepreneurs. All of those, that's great recovery story. Great. Larry, are you there?
Pardon?
Are you there?
Sweet. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, do you have a a disaster or an obstacle that you recovered from? What did you do to recover from your obstacle?
When I was teaching at the University of New Hampshire, I developed a computer literacy program, and there was nothing like that in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had basically the summer to develop the curriculum, all the materials, buy the computers, the printers, everything, and set up a computer cluster to house all that stuff. And to me, I thought initially, it's like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get all this stuff done. But then I started to offload some of it. I had a work study student working for me. She wrote manuals how to use all the computers and the printers.
Mm.
That made a big difference. I hired some work study students who helped grade papers so that I wouldn't have to do them all.
Wow. Wow.
And then in the end, it turned out it was a smashing success.
Great. Great story.
In the beginning, I wasn't sure.
So you found out. So you found out help was available. It just came along.
I thought it out.
Great, great, great story. Mr. Dukes, you got one.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking back in 2001, the Hurricane Irene came through. It had a big downfall. I don't know if most people remember. It didn't do a whole lot of damage in the Tampa Bay area, but it went on down to Louisiana. During that period of time, we had to really kind of shut down because of the hurricane. But after it passed over, business dropped off because the hurricane caused a lot of discrepancy to other people. But anyway, what I did, I didn't know, I went and filed for a contract with the city. Mm-hmm. And within 2 weeks, I got approved. And I did a lot of work for the city, and it brought my revenue back up to what I needed to have back at that time. That was my biggest overcome at that period. Great. I had 4 technicians at that time. I had to let 2 go.
Great.
But I was able to hire them back within another 30 days.
Okay, so all of you entrepreneurs mm-hmm. have a different story to tell, and I would suggest that you continue to tell people. Now, Larry, I'm just gonna go to you first because I know that you're in the training field and you're out there. Do you have anything I'm just gonna say some events or anything like that that you'd like for our audience to know, or any services that you're offering at the present time?
Yeah, I offer, resume writing services. I also, after I do a resume, I update the person's LinkedIn profile and match it. This is critical because if they don't match HR people, recruiters, you probably don't know which one to talk. So mm-hmm. trust me, they'll toss you out. So.
Okay, so how can they contact you if you have some services?
They can contact me at my email, Larry Labelle, LABELLE, 1947, at gmail.com.
Great.
It's Larry Labelle, 1947, at gmail.com. Okay. And they can also find me on LinkedIn.
Okay, great, great, great.
One of the things I do on my LinkedIn profile, I have samples of work so that people can actually go look at it and say, wow, mm-hmm. this looks good. I want to hire him.
Okay.
Larry's LinkedIn page is very worth looking. I can attest to that.
Great.
Very worth taking a look.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good.
Gene?
Yes.
One of your listeners might be interested in, tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7, mm-hmm. I'm offering a free Capturing the Power of LinkedIn workshop, 2 hours and so forth. It's a great opportunity to learn everything you ever wanted to know about LinkedIn, a lot you never wanted to know.
Now, is that like live? Is it Zoom? Is it
it's Zoom.
Meeting? Okay. And they can contact you at the same number?
Pardon?
They can get to you at the same email?
They can get me the email. They can call me at 813-924-8404.
Okay.
Whatever works for them.
All righty, we got you. Okay, thanks a lot for that, Larry. And Mr. Bobby, you got anything going on that you'd like for our audience to know?
Not necessarily going, not that I need to mm-hmm. share, but come back to me. I'm thinking, I had a thought about networking and then it lost, but it might be safe for the next show because it might work there too.
That's fine too. Mr. Dukes, as far as, Anything that you'd like for your audience, for our audience to know that you got going on?
No, I don't have anything really going on at this moment. But if you're interested in automotive repair, you can always call me.
Call or email?
You can call me or email me. I don't have a problem with my phone number. Email is dukesfriendly@yahoo.com. dukesfriendly@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it?
Okay. That's it.
All right. So, as you can see, entrepreneurs are helping entrepreneurs. Larry, thank you very much for your time. We'd like to get you back at some point because our time is about to run out in a couple of seconds. But are you still there? Or is he gone?
He's still hanging out here.
He's still there.
Okay.
I'm here.
I did think of what I was going to say.
Okay.
Even if that first step that seems to be going up has a lot of things that you just don't like about it, you don't like the personalities involved or something, stick with it, because chances are that's going to expand your network and get you to the right position, but the right group of people, and it'll put the stars align, so they always say, and you'll get all the stars to align as opposed to just one or two, or just getting by with a
great comments. I'm just going to say thank you very much, all of you guys, because I wouldn't have gotten that out of you without asking the proper questions, I think. Is there anything else that you'd like to say? We got about 30 seconds left. If that, anybody else? Okay, I'm just going to say that when it comes to obstacles, take on the obstacle. You're going to get them. Welcome them. Matter of fact, try to take them off. Try to take on as many as you can, because the goal is to get past them or over them. That's the only way you're going to find out that you're making progress. And you can take those experiences and share them, just like we're sharing them right here, in order to help some other entrepreneurs that are out there. Because we all have different experiences. We all have the same goal in mind, as to become a successful entrepreneur. So, I hear the music, which means our time is up. This hour has flown by very quickly. Larry, thank you for chiming in with us. I'll call back again if you like.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for your answers. And Mr. Dukes, we appreciate all of that. And I'd like to have you stay tuned, because the Employment Opportunity Hour is coming up. And that's what we're going to be doing.
Ask Larry, at that Zoom, do they have ID number?
We kind of missed that. But we're going to chime out and stay tuned and come right back for the Employment Opportunity Hour. And we're out of here.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.